This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi. All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you all had a good weekend. I had a fantastic weekend. I'm a happy girl. I did not end up going to Utah to get my nails done, things like that. I stayed at home. We're still, I think, on a stay-at-home order in Nevada, but I want to keep the economy. I want to, you know, put money back into Nevada once Nevada gets to reopen. So I'm waiting. Hopefully we'll get stuff done soon, but I ended up not, you know, making a trek out to another state. A lot of people did, though. Pretty slammed. All the hotels were taken up, and it's crazy. It's a crazy time. So we need to now talk about a reality that's happening where you have business owners, you have employees that are starting to be kind of at each other's throat. Shouldn't be like that, okay? Most business owners, they love their employees. They love them. We talked about the big dilemma we have that needs to get fixed, where with this payment protection loan program, once a small business owner gets funds, they have a certain window of time to spend those funds. If not, they have to pay them back plus interest. So they're hiring their staff back. Staff doesn't want to come back. Staff's like, no, because we're not even open yet, so I won't make tips. I won't make money. I'm going to stay on unemployment. It's got a cush right now. Or people say, I'm too scared. I'm too scared to go back to work. I don't think I'll be protected. Okay. So then an employer has to do their due diligence and say, look, I offered them their job. They didn't want it. That's considered now a quit. And now, unfortunately, the employee can lose their benefits. So whereas we were supposed to be a team, small business owners and their employees, we have this unfortunate position we're in where, you know, you either get penalized for not hiring them back or the employee gets penalized for not wanting to take their job back. And I'm hearing from a lot of small business owners because I talk to a lot of people. I'm a little bit extroverted. I've become more introverted lately as I age. And I'm starting to hear people say, to heck with it. Now, that's a very, very, translated for radio version, but to heck with it is what I'm hearing from business owners. If they can't get their employees to come back to work, if they're going to be forced to operate at a loss, some of them say, can't do it. There's a Mexican restaurant in my neck of the woods, Ricardo's. I love Ricardo's. It has been a great, I would meet students there because they had a great happy hour and it was a fantastic place. It wasn't expensive. It was fantastic food. I've been going to Ricardo's for decades. They're done. They're done. That with the new rules and the new guidelines, there's no way for them to do it. You could only do so much. You could only break the back of so many people. And so we're being asked about, well, what's going on with the doctor's offices? What's going on with the dentist's office? We're seeing them reopen, you know, limited. But again, if doctors and dentists can't get staff to come back, because again, you know, whether it's they're more comfortable at home, they feel safer at home, it's better money at home, your doctor's going to say, deck with it. There's a headline about telehealth, and if telehealth is going to replace your doctor, we've talked about this for a year or two because I've been doing telemedicine, and yes, most of you have noticed your doctor replaced. But I don't want to pin this on you guys, okay? I'm happy. I love my life. I the way things have turned out in terms of my career and being able to help people online and help people in states I would have never thought I'd be licensed into, I'm blessed. However, if you've lost your doctor, if you're about to lose your teacher, if you're about to lose your dentist, if you're about to lose your favorite restaurant, it is on you. You didn't complain. You didn't say anything. you didn't demand that there be more transparency with everything going on. And so if you liked having that neighborhood doctor or that dentist or that, you know, that restaurant, and they're closing because of this, it's part on you. Same thing with telemedicine. I mean, many of you decided now I'm not going to have a regular doctor. I'm just going to go as I want. Now that pre-existing conditions are covered, I'll just pick and choose when to see a doctor when I want to. I don't really need to have a relationship with them. Well, once you lost that relationship, you don't have a relationship with one. And I for those of you going, look, I'm tired of doing the same story, you know, all over again. I'm tired of, you know, asking somebody who doesn't know me over the phone to believe me when I'm telling them I have this condition. Well, that's on you. All right? You didn't fight to keep the primary care doctor. You didn't fight to keep your restaurant. You didn't fight to keep your dentist. You didn't fight to keep your teacher. If there's a good teacher out there, and she's been teaching your kids in grade school or in whatever, you might want to fight for that teacher. That teacher's going to lose her job. People are losing their jobs. What this coronavirus pandemic did is give business owners a way of seeing what things could be like if they had people work from home or work on a computer or if they downsized their office building or if they downsized their staff. And the computer technology has taken over everything. And it's taken over medicine. Who would have thunk? Now, we still need doctors to do pap smears. We still need doctors to do, you know, surgeries and all that. We still need dentists. But with the way we have all these new guidelines going, sorry, you're going to have to wear a mask. Sorry, you're going to have, you know, space in between. Sorry, you're not going to be able to do cleanings with ultrasonic equipment, or you're not going to be able to blow dry a person's hair. You're not going to. I am hearing employees and employers say, screw it. And again, that's, again, a nicer version of it. And again, I might be doing well. I may be really, really blessed. Thank God. A lot of people out there, they're going to try and make it work. But that's not what I'm hearing, people. All right? I need you to listen to the unspoken voices that don't get to be heard. And there are a lot of businesses out there that they might give it a try that first week or two. Meanwhile, we're being bombarded with this threat of coronavirus is coming back. You know, expect we're going to do this again in October. And my guess is the average company may say, you want to know what? BK me. Fine. To heck with it. So if you don't want to lose your doctor, if you don't want to lose your stylist, if you don't want to lose that restaurant, if you don't want to lose your teacher, and you don't like what's going on, and you think some of this is being done halfway, you need to step up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. But many of you listen to us delayed, and we have an answer line for you guys to call in with your questions. So let's go there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Okay, first-time caller. If I did have a question, it would be, what the heck, after all this time, is my exact amount of elevated risk just on account of having hypertension? I'm only in my mid-50s. And why doesn't anyone know the answer to that yet? Even a ballpark figure. I got through to the CDC 4 weeks ago. They didn't know. I asked 3 nurses standing outside of Valley Hospital taking a smoke break. They didn't know. Oh, come on. I mean, enough crunch, enough data, and something? Does that mean I have a 5% chance of dying instead of less than 1%? I don't know. Okay. Well, Michael in downtown Las Vegas. Bye.
Oh, man. You know, it's interesting. It's... You're 1,000% correct. You won't get an answer. No, nobody's going to give you a percentage of if you have high blood pressure, if you have a 28.7% risk or a 32.9% risk, because the numbers are all blurred. And so the reason is, and I know you're not going to like this answer because it's going to sound like we're beating around the bush, but this is why if I had the numbers in front of me and I had a calculator, I couldn't give you a number. Because if somebody, let's say, has high blood pressure, they might also have, let's say, you know, heart disease. They might also, let's say, have diabetes. They might also, let's say, have high cholesterol. And so you rarely have somebody with just high blood pressure. And then how much high blood pressure? Is it just mildly high blood pressure or is it a lot of high blood pressure? So the questions people want to ask is, number one is, if I have high blood pressure, am I more at risk for getting the virus? Or two, if I have high blood pressure, am I more at risk to die? Do we with high blood pressure have an easier time getting the virus? Or do we have just an easier time, it's just we're more likely to get sick? That we're not getting an answer to. Because they believe that a lot of us can get it and a lot of us can't. And they haven't figured that out. They started to look at those who were taking ACE inhibitors. Remember a few months ago, they were looking at those who take ACE inhibitors. It's a medication for high blood pressure. And they found that there might be a correlation. Well, that's been debunked. And so if you do take certain high blood pressure medications, it will not increase your risk. So we got some good news, meaning those people on high blood pressure medications aren't necessarily capturing the virus more. So that's good news. But it still makes you wonder, well, okay, so what? If I have high blood pressure, do I not go to work? So where we're moving with these reopenings and with, future risk is, if you're at high risk, stay home. If you're not at high risk, be out there in the work field. I don't know if you guys saw that meme. It was one of those phones where you don't push the button, it dials. It's. I remember this as a little girl. You would stick your finger in a circle, and it would go, and then go back, and then, and then back, when you would dial a number. And if you had to start with 9, it would go all the way, and then you had to wait for it to go all the way back to dial again. And so there's a meme out where if you remember having a phone like that, and using a phone like that, you're in the high-risk group, and stay the heck home. Of course, I'm screening it and editing out any cuss words because there were cuss words in the meme. But that, and people make fun of it and, you know, whatever, saying, all right, well, stay home. All right, a lot of people have high blood pressure. Being in your 40s and 50s, you're still young, you're middle age. Do you really need to be considered high risk if you have high blood pressure? Well, we still don't know. After all these months, we don't know. And why don't we know? Well, because protocols and procedures were screwed up. You know, we got taken by storm with this virus while we were dealing with flu, while we were dealing with pneumonia, heart disease, etc. And we were told in the medical field to not turn people down if they thought they had coronavirus. Also, to not charge them. Remember, we had that one person that called in going, look, I walked into a hospital and I got a $2,000 bill. I just wanted to know if I had coronavirus or not. So to heck with that. So hospitals and medical offices, you know, they were going to get reimbursed or have some sort of financial protection with the millions of people wanting to know if they had coronavirus. The problem is in order for them to get that protection, they would have to use that code. They'd have to use the code saying, look, okay, you have to give me some financial relief. I saw this person for free, you know, they had coronavirus. They didn't have insurance. They, you know, because there's tons of people uninsured. So they had to use that code. So now we have thousands upon thousands of presumed cases or presumed deaths, and not all of them have gotten tested. So when you ask, you know, and understandably so, you know, how much at risk am I having high blood pressure? I can't use these numbers. I have no idea what numbers to trust. So we've had 68,999 total deaths. That's almost 70,000 deaths in the United States. Which is tragic, right? We are assuming That 70,000 number is people coming in, going, you know what, I had a cough, I'm having some trouble breathing, I think I'm getting worse. They go, well, come in here, let me test you. Oh, wow, looks like you're coronavirus positive. You're getting worse. Let's put you in the hospital. And then they unfortunately just stay in the hospital, they don't get better, and they die. We are assuming that's what that number is. What that number might really be is we got a code, I need all hands on deck, you know, code, you know, and the code red, and everybody's kind of doing the CPR and all that, and they're like, you know, what happened? Well, we think he had a heart attack, or, you know, we think he had a blood clot. You know, well, you know, unfortunately, you know, we couldn't save him. Let's just check him for coronavirus. Maybe he had coronavirus. Okay. And then he's coronavirus positive. Oh, this could be a coronavirus death. Now, I don't criticize him for doing that. I'd like to know if coronavirus caused this person's heart attack, but it's really hard to tell post-mortem. It's hard to tell that until we have better testing. So are any of these numbers usable? Unfortunately, these are the only numbers we have, and we're going to be forced to use them. So this number of close to 70,000 deaths in the United States, that's a number we have to go with. Whether they were tested for coronavirus or not, and we know the majority of them weren't, because there weren't enough tests when these people died. And the CDC said, look, if you think it's coronavirus, you can still put it on the death certificate. And again, they're not wrong. You know, they're not wrong. The hospitals are not wrong to add it as a code if they think it was coronavirus related. The CDC is not wrong saying, look, if you think this is coronavirus related and you weren't able to test them, you could still put possible coronavirus on the death certificate. They're not wrong. They're 1,000% correct in doing that. Where things are wrong is if we're going to use those numbers and call them something that they're not. This quote-unquote 70,000, you know, number needs to be dissected and columnized into telling us, okay, well, how many of them were best guesses? How many of them were honest to God tested positive and we saw them start to deteriorate in the hospital? And how many of them had a heart attack or flu-related thing or something, but they also coincidentally had a coronavirus test? That's what that number needs to be divided up into. And then we could start using that data. It's really simple, people. But it's a mess. Nobody wants to admit, well, you know, we took our best guess. And so we, you know, slapped the coronavirus, you know, diagnosis on the paper. And like I said, they're allowed to do that. I will defend any hospital that had to do that. Because if it was coronavirus related, they can't, you know, all the hospitals would have gone under. And they stayed open. God bless them. But then don't use that number and throw it in our face and saying, okay, you see how many people died of coronavirus? Okay, say we have 10,000 presumed, 20,000 coincidental, 40,000 directly deteriorated from coronavirus. Then give us those numbers. And then when we do get those 40,000 or that dissection, we look at how many of them have high blood pressure. It's a simple spreadsheet. Simple spreadsheet, people. And if you've never used Excel, it's really easy. Okay, I've never took an Excel class in my life. I've self-taught. I probably don't use it the way I should. But honestly, it's not that hard. Okay, did this person have high blood pressure? Did this person have diabetes? Did this person have, you know, his flu shot? Did this person, you know, have underlying heart conditions? You know, did this person have Syndrome X? Very simple to do. Did this person start having chest pain and cough and shortness of breath before the heart attack, or did they just have a heart attack? See? It's simple to do, and then we'll get some of these answers, questions answered. The 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China continues to deny it, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is very confident that the coronavirus sweeping across the planet began in a laboratory in Wuhan, China.
Enormous evidence that that's where this began. We've said from the beginning that this was a virus that originated in Wuhan, China.
On ABC's This Week yesterday, Pompeo ripped China's government for concealing information about the virus, and he called it a classic communist disinformation effort. President Trump also pointing the finger at China's government for the coronavirus. At a Fox News town hall event last night, he said China has done the world a disservice by not allowing the United States or any other nation to investigate the beginnings of the outbreak. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump at a town hall meeting at the Lincoln Memorial last night, sponsored by Fox News, saying that he believes people can be protected while still going back to work after coronavirus lockdowns in at least many U.S. states. The president says he does understand people's fears.
You see demonstrations all over the country, and those are meaningful demonstrations. It's big stuff. But you also have some people that are very scared. Probably everybody's scared when you get right down to it. It's a terrible thing that happened to our country.
The president also saying he's aware that as many as 100,000 Americans could die from the coronavirus before the pandemic is over. Kroger grocery store is now limiting the amount of fresh beef, chicken, and pork that customers can buy at one time. The company announcing over the weekend it's limiting meat purchases because of so many issues at the processing plants that have recently closed down after so many workers tested positive for the virus.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so J. Crew. I didn't really buy a lot of clothes from J. Crew. I'm more of a Ross and TJ Maxx kind of girl. I stopped buying clothes at malls because you had to get out of your car, you had to go into a mall, you had to, you know, run into other people, and then they could see that you were buying from the sale rack. I'm like, heck with that. Please, I could go into Ross and TJ Maxx and just buy on sale. Well, J. Crew Group, which operates J. Crew and Madwell Brands, has become the first national U.S. retailer to file for bankruptcy protection since the coronavirus pandemic forced a wave of store closures. The clothing retailer said Monday that it has filed to begin Chapter 11 proceedings in federal bankruptcy court in the Eastern District of Virginia. The company also said that it had reached a deal with its leaders to convert about $1.65 billion of debt into equity. They expect to stay in business and emerge from bankruptcy as a profitable company. Madewell, the Madewell, the fast-growing denim brand. See, my jean-wearing days are kind of over. Jeans used to look really, really good before you had a baby. After you had a baby, it's kind of hard to do. I have a couple pairs of jeans. I just don't look like I used to in them, you know, and that's kind of hard because I used to look good in jeans. So, sorry, but Madewell, they are going to remain part of the business. The bankruptcy filing doesn't necessarily mean the company is going out of business, but many firms are using bankruptcy to shed debt and other liabilities they can't afford while closing unprofitable operations. So people having stock, obviously, are going to lose out. Employees are going to lose as they restructure. It's not going to be a pretty time. Many stores, obviously, have been closed by quarantine, stay-at-home orders. And the big thing that retailers are dealing with is, even when they do reopen, are you going to see a flood of people coming in? Or are they going to still stay online? And I want to talk about this. I want to talk about the fear that people have to go out there and go out to work. This is something that has been kind of plaguing the last couple weeks of business owners trying to get back to work. And I don't want somebody accused of lying, you know, just wanting to stay home on unemployment. I don't want to accuse them of that. I think there are people still afraid of this coronavirus. But I'm not really sure how we move forward from this. You know, when I'm hearing people say, look, I am not going back if my employer wants me to, because I don't feel it's safe. I don't think the government or the companies know what they're talking about. Now, okay, on one end, okay, we're hearing that airlines are saying it's safe to fly again. Cruise lines are going to reopen in August. And, you know, when you hear people go, well, it's safe, that's not very reassuring, especially we're hearing that cases are still rising. We're still having death tolls rising. Again, you know, we're on the assumption that the numbers are correct. So if cases are still rising and we still have outbreaks and we're still dealing with a pandemic, I don't think I would, as a company, use the term quote unquote safe. On the flip side, okay, having been at home and rarely on the freeways and rarely on the streets, I've noticed, thank God, that I've put my life less at risk. I'm not walking into a bank and then possibly it being held up. I'm not hopefully being at higher risk for car accident. I'm not being around other people that could have tuberculosis, that could have pneumonia, that could have MRSA. So when somebody tells me they're afraid to leave their house because of coronavirus, then, you know, the answer, you know, is, I get you. I get it. You know, but know that you're never going to be safe. I mean, you're going to have to one day leave your house to go to a grocery store or to go walk into a hospital and see somebody that's sick in the hospital. You're putting yourself at risk. You've been putting yourself at risk for decades. And so I'm a little nervous about how we have all this paranoia. And mind you, coronavirus was scary. And I get it. I'm a doctor. So it's like, you know, we have this other sort of X-ray vision, figuratively, knowing that there's a whole crap load of stuff out there. I mean, every time I walked into, you know, a nail salon place, I would bring my own instruments that I autoclaved. I'd wear a mask. I would wear a mask because I didn't want to breathe in, you know, the stuff from the acrylic. But, you know, I'd be like, you know what? I don't know if that's that. Yeah, you know, I'd look at the way, you know, certain nail salons did things. And I'm like, you know, I hope those are sterile. I hope those are autoclaved. And most of the health departments were on top of it. So now we've stepped it up a little bit. There's going to be more, you know, cleaning. There's going to be more disinfecting. And I'm a fan of that. What I'm not a fan of is hearing people say, I am not going to put my life on the line and go out in public. Yet, they still go to the store. They're still, you know, going outside and, you know, talking to neighbors and they're, so you need to explain to me, so you're not going to go to work ever? Well, I don't want to put my life at risk. Well, you're going to have to get into a car. I mean, you got into a car now to go to Walmart. You got to, you know? And, you know, whether coronavirus comes back next year or not, and which we think it will, we also have flu. We also have MRSA. I mean, you know, when people keep bringing up the flu and everybody gets mad that people do that, It's not that we are comparing the coronavirus to the exact same, you know, DNA or shape as flu. We know they're different. What we were comparing, and I said this right out the gate, is, you know, all right, everybody, we've all been exposed to deadly viruses this whole time. And I love the idea of us protecting ourselves, and I get that we'll shut down, but you're going to have to come, I mean, we're going to have to come out of our shells. I mean, there's bacteria and fungi and viruses all the time. I mean, if we didn't panic and shut down schools when kids died of flu, and we would have flu deaths, hundreds of pediatric flu deaths a year, schools weren't closed. With no pediatric deaths, with coronavirus, schools closed. And I get it, we have to protect the adults, but I'm looking at this as, well, then I don't know how you guys are going to go through next flu season without closing down. And so it's going to take us as a country to say, okay, you want to know what? We are going to have to be okay with being exposed to certain bacteria, viruses. We have to be okay with that at some point, or we're never going to open. You know, you see these memes where, you know, people are in line at a Walmart or at Costco, but they aren't allowed to camp. So there's these memes going, okay, so it's unsafe to camp, but this is allowed. This is safe. And you see people just standing in line. You know, it was kind of arbitrary. There was not really a lot of rhyme or reason, except, well, you know, maybe we'll have government workers or, you know, workers attending to the national parks off. We'll just start, you know, and I get it. Maybe they thought they'd lose money. But what they decided to restrict wasn't pretty consistent. Bars could be, or alcohol stores could be open, marijuana stores could be open, but dentists, no. You know, and it's frustrating. So, we're going to start seeing a wave of lawsuits, by the way. We're going to be talking about that. There's going to be a lot of lawsuits. There's going to be more bankruptcies. There's going to be this frustration of how are we supposed to, you know, see two people an hour? How are we supposed to see the right? You know, they're saying it's never going to be like it was. Okay, you need to really clarify that. So while we had swine flu, while there was avian flu, while there was MERS, while there was the previous SARS, we were all in bars. We were at sporting events. Now, what the average American is thinking is, okay, we'll just have to sit 6 feet apart, and they'll let us go back, and then eventually they're going to let us go back, and then we'll go to 5 feet apart, then 4 feet apart, and then eventually we'll all go back to normal. Do you think so? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road.
So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Gosh, I'm a little itchy. All right. And all this hand sanitizer and alcohol-based stuff. And, yeah, I know. Somebody asked me that. If you drink a lot of alcohol, will it just kind of come out into the skin? No, that doesn't work. Good question, though. We had to say goodbye to Don Shula yesterday, who had died at the age of 90, leader of the undefeated Dolphins. A lot of us fell in love with the Dolphins when we were younger. And part of the reason was because of Don Shula. So it was an era of football we're never going to see again. And it was sad to see him go. He died at age 90. NFL has made some announcements that they are going to cut international games for the 2020 season. NFL is kind of grappling with how to deal with this new norm. I hate that term, the new norm, but we have to say it. You know, of how they're going to have to deal with stadium seating and games and, you know, cheerleaders and pyramids. I don't think anybody does pyramids with NFL. But, you know, how do you social distance in a tackle? You know, I mean, how do you, I don't, you know, if you have to sack a quarterback, how do you do that with 6 feet distancing? I mean, do they have to wear masks underneath their masks? I'm not really sure what sports are going to have to do. Hollywood is grappling with how do we do a love scene? How do we do a sex scene? You know, I've in my head, you know, choreographed what a love scene with me and Viggo Mortensen would be. And I don't think we're ever apart 6 feet the whole movie. Yeah, 6 millimeters. I don't think it's just the whole movie. So, you know, joking aside, this is some serious stuff. And my question to you guys is, do you think we will ever go back to restaurants, to movie theaters, to concerts, to clubs, to bars, to pubs, to airline lines, to theme parks, Disneyland? Do you think this will all blow over and we'll eventually be there? Or do you think we are going to be forced into this new norm? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. We need to decide this now, because media outlets or Dr. Fauci or whoever is saying, guys, this is the new norm. Governor Sisolak had his, I apologize, my nose is running. Governor Sisolak had his press briefing last week when he told all of us we could play pickleball. And when people were asking about salons, you know, and restaurants and all that, he's like, don't expect it to be like it was. There's a new norm. And even though he had us and he engaged us and he had a better speech, he lost me. It was like somebody ripping out my heart when he emphasized what everybody else was emphasized, this is the new norm. And I think we need to be very careful. We are talking with extreme caution using that term new norm. Because what you're telling me as a consumer or as a business owner is we will be taking a loss. I mean, we're seeing J. Crew file for bankruptcy. We're seeing other people file for bankruptcy. We're hearing companies are going to start to sue if they haven't already. You know, because, I mean, people aren't going to go under without a fight. But if you're telling salon owners or restaurant owners or, you know, vendors in sports stadiums that there's going to have to be 6 feet. I mean, lines are already plaguing a lot of people. Lines and wait times and, you know. And now you're telling us that we have to multiply that by 6 or whatever to have a 6 feet distance. Or you have to stop taking walk-ins. Or when it comes to restaurants, you'll only be able to seat a few people. Have no more than 10 people in a area. Then, before anybody else goes out there and gets on camera or gets behind a mic and says, this is the new norm, you better stop and, you know, really think that through. Because what you're telling us is all this social distancing stuff we have to do and wearing masks and not being able to sit next to people at a movie theater or not being able to go to a show or having all this distance basically means that most companies are going to go under. We talked about in the beginning of the show, people are saying to heck with it or screw it. You know, and again, I had to filter that very, very carefully. You're kind of messing here with the economy. And mind you, I don't like the coronavirus. I'm scared of the coronavirus. I'm also scared of tuberculosis. I'm scared of hepatitis. I'm scared of pneumonia. I'm scared of car accidents. I'm scared of, there's a lot of things out there that kill. Look, I'm a doctor. Okay? I've seen a lot of things that kill. I'm scared of drownings. Drownings scare me. We have more pediatric deaths with drowning than we do with coronavirus. Are we going to stop everybody from swimming? Okay, I mean, you know, we really need to think this through. Before I hear one more person say the new norm, all right, I want you to just take a deep breath and go, really? Now, I think what everybody is hoping and I think we're being naive, is that we're going to try this new norm, and we're going to be like, okay, you know what? I'll sit, you know, 6 feet apart from that guy in the movie theater, or I'll, you know, make my reservation at a restaurant for 4 weeks from now. And they're thinking that once the virus goes away, we'll be able to get, you know, stop all this whole social distancing and go back to normal. No. Because by the time we start to evolve and we start to transition and get that bit of comfort, we got another election coming up. And I wouldn't be surprised. Some people are going to say, sorry, flu is deadly. We can't have people around each other during flu season. Okay, elections have been going on during flu season since we could remember. If you want, then why don't we move election day to August? Why don't we do that? Okay, I'm not going to be putting up with this bull crap this next fall. Everyone's saying, oh, but coronavirus is coming back, coronavirus is coming back. Somebody said coronavirus is going to be with us for 2 years. Then last week we heard that we're not going to have a vaccine until 2036. I don't know whose rectum that got pulled out of. We're being told we're supposed to get a vaccine soon. We're hearing that there's human trials. And then somebody said, no, it's really going to take until 2036. So I kind of want everybody to shut the hell up temporarily. Honestly, if I had to choose, I'd be like, you know what, everybody just shut the hell up unless you know what the hell you're talking about. Okay, that's where I stand. If you want to know where my platform is, just everybody shut the hell up until we figure out who died from what, how many people died that were tested from coronavirus, how many were presumed, how many were, until I see the spreadsheet. I want to see the spreadsheet. Give me a spreadsheet of who died, how they died, but I want to hear from you guys, and we'll read your comments. Keep them coming, keep them coming. Do you think that this, you know, all right, sorry, everybody has to be on that X 6 feet from somebody else, which, by the way, isn't still even protective. Okay, 6 feet is nothing when you're standing outside and there's wind and droplets and things like that. Do you think this is the new norm? I mean, are we not going to have NFL football games? Or are they only going to be online? Are we not going to have Disneyland again? Now, mind you, Disneyland, Disney World, they're going to try to do 50% capacity. They're going to try to social distance lines. I don't know how the heck they're going to do it. I got to tell you something. If Disneyland figures this out, if Disneyland Company and Disney World figure out how to do this, we might be saved. I'm putting my money on Disneyland. I'm not buying stock, but I mean, if Disneyland can do this and figure out how to put thousands upon thousands of people who are usually in hour-long lines, right, and figure this out, we might have something. But until I see something like that, I'm just seeing restaurants and salons and dentists and doctors just get picked off. We talked about, is your dentist or doctor coming back? If they have to work within these confines and spend all this extra money and take less people, they were already, you know, taking losses. You need volume. Most of these companies need volume. All right? Without volume, this won't work. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.